Hey, I want to encourage a special group of people today. I want to encourage the visionary, the builder, the pioneer, the creator, the one that has the creative anointing on their life. These are the ones that are called to initiate things. You're called to get things started, called to build, to plant, to move things forward. You might be the one that enjoys building and developing projects. You might be the one, the visionary, the one that is full of creative ideas, the one that that loves to build things from the ground up. You may be an emerging leader or an emerging apostle that is called to build, to break the ground and lay foundation for others to build on. You have an anointing to build, an anointing to develop, an anointing to create. I want you to know that it is crucial that you understand who you are, understand what you are called to do, and understand the anointing and grace that sits on your life. Understand the anointing and grace that is upon your life. When you understand the full measure of who you are, you understand what you are called to do. It helps for you to determine where the boundaries are within your gift and your sphere of influence. It helps you to understand what you are not grace to do, what you are not called to do. You may be only called and anointed to lay the foundation or to bring the vision to a reality. You may be the one that is called to initiate something, whether it is a business, whether it is a project, a ministry that you are to develop, or you are in the midst of developing, you are emerging in some of these things. But it's important for you to understand that if that is what the grace that is on your life, it may not fully come into its full measure until you have the other people that come along that are meant to carry it to the next level. The other people that are called to build on top of what you started or carry or make the vision truly flourish after you have initiated, after you have started. And if you don't understand when it's time for you to step back and bring in those people that are strong in the areas that you are weak in, you can become frustrated, and you can also choke the life out of what you were only supposed to get up off the ground. And so I want to encourage you and remind you of the scripture where the Apostle Paul says that he planted, Apollos watered, and God gave the increase. So it's not so much that God does not want to grow or bless what you have started. He doesn't want to. It's not that he doesn't want to bless your work and what you are doing and working on, whether it's business, it's ministry, it's a project, it's an event or something like that. But pray that God will send you the right people that will have the other pieces, the missing pieces to the building blocks to what you have laid a foundation for. Pray that God will send people that have the anointing and they are strong in areas that you are weak in, so that what you have called to do can bloom, can blossom, can flourish, can expand, can increase, and come into its full measure of what you envisioned on the inside of you. Just want to leave you with that encouraging word. I pray that blessed someone. God bless you.